And what's more, before World War II even ended, Bill Boeing was back in Wichita building jets.
This call for people to come out and work, did you go out the next day?
I stood in line with teachers, hairdressers, waitresses, high school kids. We were all out there standing in line. I walked up to get my application, and this man looked at me and he said, "Are you agile?" And I went, "What do you mean?" He said, "Do you do sports?" I said, "All of them. I skate, roller skate, ride horses." I said, "I even climb trees." He went, "Take this application over there and fill it out and come back." So I did. And he looked at me and he said, "You're in high school." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, how would you like to be a riveter?" And I said, "If you say so, okay." He said, "You're going to go to sheet metal school for 6 weeks, and then you're going to be an inspector." I said, "What am I going to inspect?" He said, "You're going to be climbing in and out of the blisters on the B-17s. And I went, "What are the blisters?" He said, "The gunner's positions." He says, "How much do you weigh?" I said, "About 95 pounds. I'm 5'1", 95 pounds. He said, "You'll do. Go fill that out and come back." So they hired me. I did the swing shift. I'd go to school in the morning, leave at 2:30, catch the bus home, jump into my coveralls, and carpool out to Boeing. If there wasn't another inspector left, I had to stay there, because if those blisters weren't okayed, that plane couldn't fly.
Tell us again, a blister was what?
The gunner's position. There was the top gunner, the nose gunner, the belly gunner, the two gunners on the side, and the tail gunner. Every one of those gunner's positions, I had to feel each and every rivet like this to make sure it was smooth, because those planes were not temperature controlled. It was just sheet metal riveted together, panels of sheet metal. No anemones in them, no nothing, just tubes. Of course, they had lots of fun teasing me about the communication tubes. I'm not stupid. I knew they were. They were the relief tubes. Later on at the reunions, when I go to them and I meet some of the old gunners, I go, "What was the big joke about all this drinking enough water?" I found out when the B-17s climbed up over 35,000 feet, the bomb bay door would freeze. They couldn't land if those bombs weren't dropped. They had to drop those bombs or detonate them. So it was one or the other. Well, the bomb bay door had to come open. So they all drank water because it took warm water to get the wheel to turn. They urinated on the bomb. I didn't know that until years later when I'd go to reunions. Those B-17s could make it up there. They tried all kinds of motors, and the Curtiss Wrights were the ones that wouldn't freeze above 35,000 feet. All the others they tried, the Electras, GEs, and all. The British Lancasters and the B-24s would freeze. They couldn't go over 35,000 feet, but the B-17s could.
There you have the coverall, Boeing Inspector, it says in the back. So that coverall you just showed me, that was an actual coverall that you wore?
From 1941, the original. It's white. They were white.
They
had to see me, because that place, no temperature control. In the winter you froze, in the summer you baked. It was just sheet metal from here to there. It went from the south to the north. No air conditioning, no heat, no nothing. I mean, we dressed for the weather. The gunners all had padded suits. There was no temperature control. The poor guys, I'm sure they froze up there in those planes, but they all had padded suits. And I'm telling you, I just had on underwear and that darn thing. It was all I could do to crawl in and out of some of those positions. The gunners could only be 5'5", no taller. They had to be small, just like the astronauts. Do you know how many astronauts I met through my son?
No, I don't.
My son was working for NASA.
Okay.
He was a metallurgist. He went to foundries all over the world.
Come back to inspecting these rivets. You did that with your thumb?
Thumb and forefinger. I don't have fingerprints here.
Tell us why.
You have to rub each and every rivet, a rivet the size of my small thumbnail, up to a big quarter size rivet. But the ones on the blisters, the gunner's positions, had to be smooth. if the pressure ripped one little rivet, it would just almost tear the blisters off. They had to be secure, too, because the B-17s were escorted by the little P-51 Navy Mustangs in order to keep the Nazi planes from picking off the gunners. They picked off the gunners first thing. So I wanted to be sure that those blisters were perfect. If I had any doubt about one of the rivets, if there wasn't another riveter around, I'd have to go grab a rivet gun and ream it out and put in a new one and make sure it was smooth as glass, because I was responsible for that, and I took my job seriously.
So then we heard the term Rosie the Riveter.
Mm-hmm.
Did that actually come from a song?
Yes, sir.
That term?
It was a song, and Varga did the picture of Rosie. I have a little Rosie kit up there.
Yep, I see that.
Uh-huh.
You were an inspector, but you also did some riveting, so you too were a Rosie the Riveter.
Yes, I learned how to rivet, and they made me an inspector because I didn't mind climbing in and out of those blisters.
How much were you paid?
I was making more money than my dad. He was bragging to all his city council when they'd have their meetings and all. Marina makes more in a week than I do in a month at the dry cleaning plant. I was making from 5 to 7, and if I worked overtime, it was more 7-something.
$5 to $7 an hour.
An hour. More than bankers. I could work 7 days a week. I was bringing home money like crazy, and I was banking it. But I bought my little brother and little sister radios for Christmas. During the Depression, it was always, I don't care what you want. If you need it, we'll get it. But if you want it, you're just going to have to wait.
Do you remember how big a check would be?
Oh, I'd be coming home with checks almost $500, $600, maybe $750 a week.
So you contributed a lot to the family then?
I think so, because Dad kept one delivery truck because they had to deliver the dry cleaning, and he was riding his bicycle in order to have enough gas for the truck. Of course, he always had a garden. He was an agrarian. He always had a garden wherever we were. Mom cooked the vegetables out of the garden. She had chicken house. Poor people would come to the back door looking for food and odd jobs. It was a horrible depression. Of course, we all know about the Oklahomas and all of them going to California. But there were a lot of people in Wichita, too, without jobs, even though they had the huge packing plants for the cattle trail when they came through.